It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
That seems to me like government is establishing a religion.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
If you give people rights, women's rights, gay rights, whatever, there can't be equal rights if there's special rights.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Surveys show that people still really prefer freedom versus force.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You will get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent op-eds and podcasts. We're back in the podcast business, Producer Steve.
Yeah, and it's about time.
Yeah. We've been busy with a lot of other things, so we will be recording a podcast today with Pastor Christine Uwizera Coleman. As you may remember, she survived the Rwandan genocide, and she wants to talk about what to do when you're presented with a forced vaccination. So that's going to be pretty darn interesting, Steve.
Now, how timely is that?
And Rick Turnquist is going to be on Friday, and he's writing another op-ed, still unfit to govern. So I can't wait to see that as well. So be sure and sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get first look at all of those things. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who support us. We are an independent voice. As you all know, I purchase my airtime, and we do this so that we have total control on our guests and on our subject matter, so that we are searching for truth, looking through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do that. I so appreciate each and every one of you for joining us as well, for listening. You're each treasured, valued. You have purpose. Today, strive for excellence and take care of your heart, your soul, and your mind and your body. And I get to work with this great team, and that is Producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. It is Tuesday, and oh my gosh, Steve, there is so much to talk about.
Yeah, where do you start? And I know. Wait, we'll go 2 hours this morning instead of just one.
No, actually, what we do is we take 2 hours and try to put it into one, and that's what's going to happen today. I am so excited to have in studio with me Peg Cage and Anil Mittai, and they are doing something that is, I think, really important. The more that I look at this here in Colorado, and that is closing the Republican primary. So, Peg Cage, it's great to have you here, and this is very, very important.
It is, Kim. Thanks so much for having us here. Our goal is to return the Republican Party back to Republicans. The Republican Party was started way back when, and the
Abraham Lincoln,
Thomas Jefferson, Madison, they wanted to keep the Republic. And that's the job of the Republican Party, is to keep the Republic. And we have been pretty lax lately and let the establishment kind of take over and give us, and Democrats getting in there and giving us this open primary, which is unconstitutional, and giving us a 75% rate of the entire body needs to vote to opt out, to get out from under this unconstitutional mandate. That in itself, we believe, is unconstitutional, but the party hasn't sued for that yet. That is something that we plan to do. But right now, we are going along with the mandate that we have, and that is to get the 75% to turn out and vote in favor of opting out of the open primaries.
I'm not sure I agree with myself 75% of the time. Anil Mittai, it's great to have you here as well. And I've been... It's taken me a while to connect the dots, but I'm connecting the dots. Mm-hmm. And there's dots to be connected from this Proposition 108, which was in 2016, to the Amendments Y and Z, which is the redistricting, which was 2018, to this LEAP initiative, this Learning Enrichment and Academic Progress Plan. I'm seeing the same players. I'm seeing big money. And I'm seeing that it doesn't work out so great for everyday hardworking Coloradans.
Kim, you're exactly right. First of all, thank you so much for what you're doing, standing up for our country and our Constitution and our conservative values. You're exactly right. We want people to wake up. This is one issue that we're trying to deal with that has multiple dots on the board here. We got to deal with, and I think when we get into more deeper discussion, I think this is what we'll talk about. But just in general, people need to wake up. We're losing our country, as you know. We got to stand up and fight, and the time is now, not tomorrow.
The time is now, not tomorrow, and that actually segues into our quote for today, and it is from Winston Churchill, and he was the British statesman who served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1940 to 45 during the Second World War and really brought Britain through World War II and continued to give them courage and hope as they stood against the Germans. And he was a prime minister again from 51 to 55. He was born in 1874, died in 1965. Producer Steve, I know this is a really heavy one today, but with what's happened in Afghanistan, it seems pretty important today. He said, "If you will not fight for right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not too costly, you may come to the moment when you will have to fight with all odds against you and only a precarious chance of survival. There may be even a worse fate, that you may have to fight when there is no hope of victory, because it is better to perish than to live as slaves."
Amen.
I know that's pretty heavy today, but I tell you, watching what's happening in Afghanistan, it's kind of just beyond belief. So we have a late-breaking guest in the second segment. Helen Raleigh reached out and said she's got something to say about Afghanistan. I said, well, we're going to have her on for two segments next week, but I thought we do want to hear what Helen Raleigh has to say, because she has such a perspective on things. And so that's pretty important. Let's jump over here to some of the headlines. First one, Steve, this really got you going. You're excited about that. And that is from KDVR. And that is Governor Jared Polis announced Thursday that Colorado will be implementing a COVID-19 monitoring program in schools, paying between $5 and $25 a week to students who sign up for regular testing. Polis said in a press conference that starting this first week in September, it'll be providing free, voluntary, rapid COVID-19 testing on a weekly basis to all K-12 schools for the 2021-2022 school year. I tell you what, I cannot believe that they are thinking, Steve, that they're going to test these little kids, kindergarten, kindies. Can you believe it? It just is beyond belief. And then the masking again. There's so much. I've talked to some people that they've had their mask on and then they've removed their mask, and you're realizing you don't even get a whole bunch of their facial features and their emotions, Steve.
Well, and that's probably one of 10 different things you could probably mention about this whole mask environment. And then, you know, other people will bring to the table, well, why does a surgeon wear a mask, you know, if they're not doing anything? And I don't get into this debate to that degree, but in terms of show me the effectiveness overall, and, you know, I'll gladly listen to your data, but still, common sense is... And they were talking about in the show before ours, common sense. And it's not so common anymore.
It is not so common anymore. So, Neil, Peg, you want to weigh in on this at all?
Yeah, I'll say something quickly. I mean, yesterday we were supposed to visit, our charter school. Our kids are going back to last year. They did Liberty University online. And almost everybody, 99% of these parents walking in had masks on with their children. And I walked in, they did a temperature check, and they said, you got to put a mask on. I said, no. And so we're struggling with the issue right now. Mm-hmm. And it's got me irate last night. And I'm sick and tired of this. And people need to stand up. But this is a charter school. And most of the parents, 99% of the people in the parking lot had masks on. And I'm just like, when do we realize how stupid we are? The Taliban had no mask on when they were destroying cities. They're not taking COVID shots. We are a nation that's gone crazy. Wake up, everybody. Wake up and fight back. But this was yesterday for me.
Wow. Oh, Peg, anything on that?
Well, I have a friend whose brother-in-law is a plastic surgeon specializing in facial features and reconstruction. He has done many, many surgeries on little children whose sinuses have been damaged from having these testing swabs stuffed up their nose.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, and that's good authority that you have that.
Oh yes, this is a facial surgeon. He specializes in reconstruction of sinuses.
Well, one of the real positives, I think, on this is having us reassess the public school system. And that brings us over to this is from the Center Square. And they said that Colorado students have experienced significant decreases in achievement between 2019 and 2021. The Colorado Department of Education said on Thursday, students scored lower across all tested grades and subject areas in the Colorado Measures of Academic Success Assessments, which the agency administered to students last spring. It says, we recognize how hard students and teachers worked through the difficulties during last year, and we know that there were reduced or disrupted learning opportunities for students, schools, and districts. My point on this is, and when we get over to LEAP to talk about this learning enrichment and academic progress plan, and we'll talk a little bit about that. There's four or five great op-eds that we have on my website. Patty's done three. By the time she gets done with this, she's going to have a complete novel. And then Rick Turnquist did a very important one, and then I did 10 Reasons to Decline to Sign, which we just need to rename that 10 Reasons to Decline to Vote on this. Vote no on this. But I submit to you that our kids have been falling behind in their academics for quite some time because we are now using school for social engineering. Mm-hmm. And instead of focusing on reading, writing, arithmetic, critical thinking, science, history, we are taking valuable school days, hours in the school day, and valuable teachers' time by forcing them to teach critical race theory, which is divisive, mm-hmm. or cousins of that, and then sexualizing our children through the LGBTQ Planned Parenthood curriculum. And instead of starting this alternative, parallel, after-school program that is run by, and Neil, you're going to love this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is a 9-member board, mm-hmm. unelected, okay, appointed by this governor, mm-hmm. and they get to choose their replacements.
Oh, my God.
What could go wrong with that?
Nothing.
And Peg, you're going to love this. Also, the very end of it, the last two paragraphs on the initiative, they de-tabor, they de-bruce all the excess revenue.
Oh.
Isn't that a great idea?
Oh, that's great.
Okay, get my blood pressure going here today. So, anyway, let's get focused on these kids.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Looking at this article that you're on right now, it's the Colorado Department of Education who's doing the testing, right?
I think so.
So I wonder if they're asking the kids about CRT or LGBTQ stuff.
Well,
to see if they're scoring lower there, too.
Oh, good point, Mr. Snarky.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're going to go to break. We'll be talking with Helen Raleigh in the second segment. Thrilled to have in studio with me Peg Cage and Anil Mattai. You will not want to miss the conversation in the third and fourth segment. Actually, you never want to miss a minute of the show. And one of the great sponsors of this show is Hooters Restaurants, and they have five locations. They are Loveland, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. And they are holding the line right now, Steve, on their lunch specials. They have $8 items, $9 items, and $10 items. They have their lunch fish and chips. So be sure and get together with friends at Hooters Restaurants. And I really encourage you to give your business to each and every one of the sponsors that I have because they're each treasured, valued. I highly recommend them. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back with Helen Raleigh.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. Helen Raleigh. You know her. She is the author of several books. Backlash is among them, which is, gosh, Helen, I had that memorized. Helen Raleigh, welcome to the show. You're going to have to help me on your book titles.
Thanks, Kim. Good morning, everyone. My latest book is called Backlash, How China's Aggression Has Backfired.
And you write regularly for The Federalist as well. And Helen, we've had conversations about your book, and things have changed significantly since Biden has been put into the Oval Office. And with what we saw or are seeing happening in Afghanistan, you reached out and said you'd love to comment on that. So we've got you for one segment today, and then you're going to be on for two segments next week. But China, it looks like they're, I mean, positioning. What's your thoughts on Afghanistan? I mean, what's going on, Helen?
Oh, my God, Kim. I don't even know where to start. It's such a colossal failure, and the responsibility solely rests with the Biden administration, starting with the president. But there's intelligence failure, and our top brass at the Pentagon should be held responsible for this. You know, the president gave up a speech yesterday, and he blamed everyone else except himself. And he totally changed the conversation, and he was so dishonest. This was not about a debate about whether we should pull out of Afghanistan. Everybody knows that we should not be there to begin with. But this is about how America should pull out, how we retreat. We had a month to plan for this. And he claimed they planned for every contingency, but all the image you saw, everything you hear, I mean, even the progressive news media are blaming him. They couldn't, you know, they used to be his propaganda department, and even they couldn't hide disgust with how, under his leadership, how America is pulling out of Kabul, Afghanistan. It's such a disgrace. And the most importantly, he's not only disgraced America on international stage, he ruined America's credibility. Mm. He destroyed the credibility between the United States and allies, and he delayed America's adversaries. We're not any safer. Actually, we're going to be, you know, in grave danger, because now a terrorist, the jihadist, when they see what's happening in Afghanistan, they see the way we flee. We did not orderly retreat. We flee. We are fleeing. We can't even control an airport. You know, you saw the image of a helicopter. This is the Saigon on steroids. This is terrible.
It is. And in fact, tomorrow we're going to have Bear Owen on. I had interviewed him. He's a Vietnam veteran. And I called him yesterday about something else. And he and I both were just watching what was happening. And he said, this is like, I can feel Saigon all over. And I said, do you want to come on and talk about it? So he's going to be on the show tomorrow. But it's, first of all, it's embarrassing. I mean, it is absolutely mm-hmm. embarrassing to see this. And to think about how poorly planned this is, to not get the Americans out there. They're telling the Americans to shelter in place while you have the Taliban going door to door wanting to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Really? How's that going to work out? And of course, these are the same people that are trying to disarm, you know, everyday Americans right here in America so that we can't protect ourselves. But Helen, I was talking to a couple of my friends, and they actually said that they felt that this was possibly planned, that now that on both sides of the aisle, Biden is being ostracized for the way this occurred, that this might open the door for him to step down, for Harris to step in, and then she might possibly designate Susan Rice as her vice president, and really getting that cabal into the White House. I mean, I know that that's a little out there, but do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, that sounds really out there. Even if that is the case, which I'm not going to contemplate whether that's the case or not, even if that's the case, the optics and the profound implication of how this happens is even worse, because that means if that conspiracy is true, that means there are people are so focused on gaining power of their own, they totally throw America's national security as well as America's you know, reputation, as well as at least 20,000 American lives, because there's still Americans, about 20,000 Americans in Afghanistan right now and couldn't get, you know, cannot get out. So if this conspiracy is true, that means somebody so power hungry, they're willing to throw all this under the bus, sacrifice all this in order to get to the power position. So I don't even want to contemplate in that. And whoever, if this is actually planned to be such a disastrous, you know, event, that's even worse. It's already bad enough. And I have an article today, on today's Federalist, talking about the geopolitical implications, especially how this is going to play out with Taiwan.
I know.
How America's loss is really benefiting China, because the Chinese Communist Party can look at what's happening with Afghanistan right now and say, hey, maybe we should speed our schedule to invade Taiwan. What is Biden going to do? He's not going to do anything to stop us.
Well, and you take a look at this, and I realize, and when you call conspiracy theory, I think, oh gosh, it was just a bunch of us kind of talking about things, so I should probably walk that back and say that, you know, we're just kind of doing the what ifs. Although it does raise some questions, though, Helen. I don't know if you saw this, that just the news reported that. The Sunday tweet by the White House showing pictures of President Biden hosting a video conference with other top U.S. officials about the Afghanistan crisis is raising several questions, because the clocks aren't right. And they're wondering if they used an old photo. And so there's a lot of concerns out there. But how unprofessional this was, not to get those 20,000 Americans out of there, first of all. And then there is also American militaries, you don't leave a man behind. So they're leaving 20,000 people behind, and not to get that equipment out of there as well. I mean, basically, they have just rearmed the Taliban. It's unbelievable, Helen.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it's so poorly planned. I mean, the 20,000, we only have about 2,500 troops there, but the 20,000 including civilians, diplomatic staff, as well as like journalists, you know, contractors, but they're all Americans. So we didn't, and also let's not forget the allies, people who helped us.
I know it.
Including our European allies, as well as, you know, Afghanistan allies who helped us, the interpreters who helped us. You know, Biden was blaming Trump yesterday, but he had the months to plan this, and they did not plan this, Kim. You know, they planned to celebrate the Pride Month. You know, the U.S. Embassy in Kabul showed off the rainbow flags, and they make sure they hire diverse and inclusive officers. So they had time to plan for all those woke initiatives. They did not plan to get the people out. That's unacceptable. And of course, you're absolutely correct. They left all those valuable equipment behind. Those are paid by money from you and I. Our hard-earned dollars were there now arming the terrorists.
It's beyond belief, Helen. Okay, now your book, Backlash, when you first came out, it was published during the Trump administration, and Trump really was standing against China. And we had a stability in the Middle East. Trump was actually nominated for Nobel Peace Prize. Of course, the mainstream media didn't talk about that at all. And we're just, 7 months in, and the world, as we know it, is, I think yesterday was a pretty defining, something changed yesterday, Helen, as we saw this happen.
Yes, something changed forever, and it's scary to think that we're only 7 months in. Look at what happened domestically. You know, inflation is going off the roof. We're all paying for that, and that our budget is a joke. That our national debt, it just passed the trillions here, another three trillions there. Our children and the grandchildren will pay the debt forever. You know, he's bankrupting the American economy. And look at that on the international stage. You know, he's negotiating with Iran with the so-called nuclear deal. The Biden's basically killed the U.S. Oil industry. He killed the Keystone Pipeline, but now he's begging for OPEC and Russia to drill more to get the gas price down. This is a total joke. And now this is disastrous withdrawal, flee basically from a small country. We're supposed to be the most powerful nation in the world. You know, we can't be more dishonored and embarrassed and on the world stage. I can't tell you. And you probably can tell how angry I am. I never been so emotional publicly. I just cannot believe. And we are only 7 months in. I cannot imagine how much damage he's going to continue doing. We still have 3.5 long years to go.
What do we do, Helen Raleigh? What do we do?
People need to go vote. I keep saying the last couple of days, elections have consequences. And I know many of us did not vote for him, but we are living in that consequences. You know, Republicans, we cannot hold our noses and not to vote for our candidates, not to participate in the process. Elections have consequences. We are living in that consequence right now. We have to get involved. We have to speak up, like the things you talk about, the CRT in your earlier segments. Those are not only just divisive ideologies, they're destructive. Their whole ultimate goal is to overthrow America, America's idea, America's founding principles. We have to all have the courage to speak up, to stand up, to defend American values, and to participate in the democratic process.
Helen, one other thing before we get to break, and that is, you mentioned we need to elect Republicans, but we need to elect Republicans who believe in conserving the American idea, that this vision of the Declaration that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And what we've seen here in Colorado, and we're going to be talking with Peg Cage and Anil Mittai here in the next two segments, is Reagan had said, if you are with me 80% of the time, then you are with me. And we have many people have used that to elect Republicans. When I start to look at their voting record, they're not with me 80% of the time. They're maybe with me 50% of the time. And I am actually done electing Republicans who sell us out. I am really tired of that. You can look at 19 Republican senators that voted for this infrastructure bill. And they have sold us out. And so I'm not going to do the hold my nose thing. I want to make sure that we elect people that care about America. Helen, your thoughts?
Kim, in principle, I agree with you. I think we need to elect the principle, the candidate. And at the same time, you know, I'm worried about our infightings only end up, elected the Democrats. And we see the damage they can do to our country. I don't know if we can afford to have 4 more years or even like 3 more years like this. Again, it's scary to think that we're only 7 months in. Look at what's happening domestically. Look at what happened internationally. I don't know, by the end of this Biden's 4-year term, you know, what kind of America he's going to leave us? And if we ever going to be able to recover from this profound damage, I'm seriously worried. I'm normally a very optimistic person. I'm never this concerned.
Helen Raleigh, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. So we're going to have more of a conversation next week. I so appreciate it. And again, you can find Helen's excellent pieces at The Federalist, and be sure and get her book, Backlash, as well. Helen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Kim.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk with Peg Cage and Anil Mittai, because elections matter. Stay tuned.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. We're going to be talking about closing the Republican primary. In studio is Peg Cage and Anil Mattai, and it's a heavy lift to make it happen. But Anil, before we get into that subject, during break, you mentioned that India has to be very concerned about what's happening in Afghanistan.
Yeah, India was very close to the Afghani government, and that's when the Taliban fell. India's relationship with Afghanistan increased. It was good relationship. Now, with to Helen's point, the Taliban will align with the Chinese government, and with Pakistan on the north, India's blocked. So this causes more instability in South Asia, and I've been to Afghanistan 18 years ago, and I know exactly what goes on ground. In fact, two of my friends, American citizens, I don't know, I've texted them yesterday and said, "Are you out?" So I know exactly kind of what's going on.
Did you hear from them?
I have not heard from them, so I don't know what's going on. In the context of about them, but Afghanistan is a very complex country, multiple tribes, Pari, Dashtun, those are the languages, and I was there for ministry also. So just keep praying for the people, but really pray for the women and children. The daughters, I saw a video, it's just amazing. You know, the 13-year-old girl, she didn't know about the Taliban, but didn't have her face covered. They just went and took her. And it's going to be brutal. It's going to be brutal. It's unbelievable. But, people need to stand up and pray for the nation right now. And it's because there's also Christians there, and they're going to be slaughtered. Mm-hmm. And so just a lot of things. It's bigger than what the political articles are. And so just pray for them. But also for India, from a geopolitical point of view, this is even more stressful and puts South Asia in a much more serious position.
Oh, boy. Okay. We could talk all day about that as well. But let's talk about why you're here. Peg Cage, there's all this talk about closing the Republican primary. So why don't you set this up for people, say, if they don't know what's going on?
In 2016, there were ballot initiatives 107 and 108, which first 108 gave us the presidential primary, and both of them included unaffiliated voters in both the Republican primary and the Democrat primary. And this has been proven to be unconstitutional, so they threw in a almost unattainable, we think it's also unconstitutional, mandate that in order to get out from under this, we have to have a vote of our state central committee, which is about 520 people. This is all your elected officials for the party and all of your elected officials that serve in the state house and legislature and in the federal legislature. And these people will vote, and well, this is according to the mandate. We are supposed to vote, and 75% of the entire body must vote if we want to opt out. When we first had the vote in 2017, Anil went to the microphone and said, "Okay, we didn't get the vote, let's sue." And I don't know, Anil, do you want to say more about that?
Yeah, so there's two options here. One, we have to opt out. We need 75%, as Peg mentioned. The second thing is really this is unconstitutional. There's a case, California Democrat Party versus Jones, which one of our allies, our friends here, Dr. John Eastman, who's going to help us with the case, also did an amicus brief on that. And the Supreme Court said in 2000 that it's unconstitutional to have an open primary in California, that the Democrat voters have the right to pick who they want elect. And it was interesting. The Republican Party didn't go all the way to the Supreme Court on this in California, but the California Democrats did. They won. And so there's two options here. One is we have a meeting on September 18 to opt out. You need a minimum 75%, which is unbelievably unconstitutional.
Right.
But we also have to sue. We'll do that again as a motion, and we're collecting pledges to do that. But this is unconstitutional. The open primary has not helped, Kim, the Republican Party at all. In fact, in January of 2016, out of 129 statewide offices, Republicans had 64 seats. In January of 2021, this year, they're down to 49 seats.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats went up to 80 seats. And this is you brought up something that's extremely important. There's a lot of money behind this. Kent Thierry, former CEO of DaVita, was involved in Let Colorado Vote. He was also so he ran on the emotions of people with the presidential primary. We hear that every voter was, all the voters are angry. The reality is Prop 108, the state presidential, only had 43% of all the voters, registered voters, vote on it. And Prop 107, the presidential, had 53%. So constantly we've been fed stories that are not accurate. They're inconsistent with the data that we have. And open primary has been a failure. And it really, the Republican Party should be returned back to Republicans.
Mm-hmm. I remember getting a really slick mailer during this. And I've started to save all these mailers. Mm-hmm. But I looked at it, and if I remember right, you got it, and then the doors opened up, and it was all different kinds of colors. And I thought, man, somebody spent some money on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so, interesting, we're seeing a lot of the same players.
Mm-hmm.
If you go through, first of all, on the money, you mentioned Kent Thierry.
Mm-hmm.
And now it looks like he contributed both to 107 and 108. Would they be considered separate? Because there was about $5.2 million on each one of those questions. Could that be possible, or could that be combined, do you think?
They are two separate propositions. One is really the presidential one, the 107 and 108, but they kind of combined it together as a marketing issue.
Okay. Okay. I just want folks to get this, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Ballotpedia right now,
mm-hmm.
and on Proposition 108, let me just make sure, Kent Thierry put in $2.3 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Open Primaries, mm-hmm. Inc. put in $250,000. Noble Energy put in $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Price, I don't know who he is, put in $150,000. And then Colorado Concern, and I think that's the Mike Kopp organization,
mm-hmm.
put in $150,000. You compare that to, let's see, the SEIU put in $42,000 against, United We Can, $19,000 against, Wright Kornfeld, $4,000 against, Citizens for Integrity, $2,300, and somebody put in $1,200. So the money thing makes a big difference. It was $5.295 million
mm-hmm.
to $71,000 on the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so then go over here to 107, mm-hmm. and same players, mm-hmm. Thierry in for the same amount, mm-hmm. except on the opposing side, it was Citizens for Integrity Issue Committee, $71,000, and Save the Caucus, $398,000.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing these same players, really Thierry, and then you look at the endorsement page and you can almost see a lot of the people that are on this LEAP initiative.
Kim, there is a consistency there. And also, in 2020, there was a ballot initiative about the Gallagher Amendment that got repealed here, 53
right.
to 47, and Kent Thierry with Pat Stryker was involved in that. So now middle-class people have to pay more in property taxes. He wasn't for the individual. He's for himself. And further, he just got indicted for, I think it's a minor issue, but he got indicted in federal court, and his attorneys are dealing with this issue. And if he gets convicted, he's in jail for up to 10 years and a fine of up to $2 million. This is the individual behind this open primary. He did this in California, and that's why the Democrats went to the Supreme Court. There's a history and connection behind this. And our establishment consultants and others, this is all a money game for them. Unite America, funded by Catherine Murdoch, the daughter-in-law of Rupert Murdoch, put $3 million into Unite America, of which $1.5 million went into Colorado. Six Republican races last year, and they knocked out all of the conservatives. And the conservatives in those six races, they averaged about 95.45% using principles of liberty or, cut mm-hmm. scores, et cetera. Their Republican replacements at the end of the session was 61.5%. They're not only, they're replacing ours for ours, but they're diluting us, and then Republicans are leaving the party. We're being slowly killed off. This has effectively worked in California, Washington, Alaska just did open primary. I mean, they changed to jungle primary. That's the next step after an open primary. So we know money's involved because it's a big money game here, and they don't care about us. They don't care about our kids and anything else. They care about their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where we're at.
Boy, and you can go take a look again at many of the same characters that you see throughout this. And this was, Peg, this was back in 2016 when I was just starting to do voters' guides. And I'm not sure that I did one that year, but just kind of starting to try to understand this. It's a heavy lift to try to get 75% of the, is it called the Central Committee? Is that what it is?
Yes, the State Central Committee. And it is confusing and heavy lift on purpose because, you know, everybody says, oh, yeah, it makes sense to opt out. We want to return our party to Republicans. So all we have to do is vote to opt out. Yeah, it's a heavy lift, but we can get 75% and just remove the unaffiliated from the Republican Party vote in the primary. But that's not what it is. What it is if we get the 75%, we remove the Republican Party out from under the primary process entirely. We no longer are able to use the state-funded, state-run, Democrat-controlled primary elections. And to me, that's a godsend, but that is, it's a big change. It's not just removing the Republicans, it's removing the entire way we run the party and get our primary candidates. So we have come up with, now Kim, when I was chairman of a Republican Party in Boulder,
Republicans in Boulder?
There's a lot of Republicans in Boulder.
I know that.
And you know what? We are the best. We're just the strongest, most united.
Actually, it's pretty impressive.
Yes.
It is pretty impressive.
We've got a lot of leaders coming out of Boulder, and we figure we owe it to the state of Colorado since that's where a lot of our bad government is coming from, too. So we're working hard to counteract that. But when I was chairman, I realized that a lot of people don't understand the basics of the Republican Party, and I think that's kind of by design. You know, it's kind of a lot of people would rather you just vote the way they say you should, rather than studying for yourself. So I created a website called mycoloradogop.org after I was chairman, and I just went through the whole caucus process and the assembly process and looking at the bylaws and saying, how is the party run? And then when we get these issues that come up that are obviously against the party and against the Republican platform, I add more to the website. So now a lot of the information that Anil and I are talking about are on mycoloradogop.org. And we are really excited that we are not the only ones that see the problem with this. And we have, like Anil said, Dr. John Eastman has jumped in and said he will help to sue to get this overturned. And this is a really big deal. But he needs to use his Claremont Institute, which is a 503C, and it is a tax deductible. So if you are interested in helping to get this overturned, we'd like to know. So you can go on to mycoloradogop.org and fill in the survey, and in the comments say, yes, I will help to sue to overturn this.
Okay. Well, I think people need to understand what this looks like exactly then if it goes to a closed primary. So when we come back, we need to explain what that's going to look like. In studio with me is Peg Cage and Anil Mattai. Before we go to break, though, Castlegate Knife and Tool is another one of my great sponsors. They are a family-owned business located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. And whether or not you are a collector or a chef or a sportsman, having that perfect knife for your job is certainly important. So be sure and check that out. They are also bringing in three different lines of watches, and they'll be doing some watch specials on that as well. So watch for that, and we'll be right back.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. My name is Kim Munson. Check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. In studio with me is Peg Cage and Anil Mattai. It's great having you here, and they're doing, I think, some really important work. Elections matter. We can see that elections really matter. And there has been an assault on, I think, integrity of each person's vote here in Colorado, and it's been a variety of different ways. But one of them was actually, I think, opening up the primaries. Mm-hmm. And Anil, I heard Republicans say, we need to do this because that way we'll be including unaffiliateds possibly, mm-hmm. and bringing them over and getting their names. Mm-hmm. And as you just mentioned, though, it's not really worked out that more Republicans have gotten elected.
Yeah, the truth behind it is, as we said 4 or 5 years ago, was most of the unaffiliates are not registered. They don't lean Republican. In fact, they lean Democrat, at least 60 to 70%. You can also look at the Secretary of State's website. Again, they did the polling of 59,000 unaffiliated voters throughout Colorado, and 60% minimum was leaning Democrat. They said it very clearly, they would vote Democrat. So this thing about we need unaffiliates, we do need unaffiliated votes in the general election. There's no disagreement. It's a numbers game. I'm an engineer. I understand that. But we have to put the best candidate out there, and the best candidate is someone who is constitutional, supports our platform, and that restores trust. The Republican Party has a serious problem. No one trusts it. It's a game. It's been playing us since the beginning. I became a registered Republican at the age of 18 in the city of Philadelphia. That's my hometown. And we know Philadelphia, the importance of independence. So it is very important to understand that that is kind of like trying to stop this issue, saying, you know, we're going to disenfranchise people and all this other stuff. We need to return trust back. We, just like this whole Afghanistan issue and everything else, right now 19 Republicans voted for this infrastructure bill. You can't make this up. And to your point, Kim, Republicans have lost because no one trusts us anymore. We don't do what we said we're going to do once we get into office. So we need to be aggressive on that. But in general, what the issue here is, it's an opt-out. You have to. There's two things we're trying to do. Opt-out, that's the mechanics. And there's a meeting on September 18th of 520 people, and we need at least 400 people there or through proxies to vote to opt out, which, you know, that's one process. The second is I'll put a motion down to go right into sue to overturn on unconstitutional grounds in federal court. But here's the thing. There is some truth here. When we opt out under Colorado Revised Statute 1-4-702, we're out of the state primary. So in what the primary is defined in Colorado is, it's a two-step process. In June, everybody gets a ballot, okay? But the June ballot has two things on it. One is whoever won the assembly process, and plus anybody who petitions on. So the primary is defined as a two-step thing. It's an assembly process and a petition process. If you get out of this, if you opt out, you cut the petition process of the primary. So we keep hearing people say, well, the primary is done. Well, no, not technically, only one half of it's done. You still got the assembly process you have to deal with, and that's what we call the caucus process. And so the parties at that point have the option to decide how they want to design this, okay? It is true, the ballots do not get sent out in June. They're done. So it seems like a disenfranchisement, but the caucus is open to all registered Republicans. Plus, I'm an engineer. There's multiple options you can do, and I'm showing Kim a process flow diagram of how to deal with that. But that is afterwards. We'll have to deal with that in October to see what's best.
Okay. So what it would do is get rid of the petitioning component of this.
Yes.
So that would mean for a Republican candidate to get onto the Republican be on the ballot, then they would need to go through the caucus, the assembly process, to make that happen. So then coming out of state assembly, that would be our candidates there. Is that where that would be?
Yes, they would selected? Be the official candidate from our party. We did the ballots. We then submitted to Secretary of State that this person represents our party for the general election.
Okay. And so you need to have 75% of those on the central committee, and these are what people from all over the state.
Yeah, the majority of them are called bonus members. Up and down I-25, the larger counties have these registered Republicans who represent, you know, their specific counties. There's a third of them are county party officers. There's three votes per county. There's 64 counties. And again, Peg and I were former county chairs. I'm in Adams. She's in Boulder. So we understand the process. And it gets complicated, but that's the one-third of it. There's a small percentage of them are elected officials. Small percentage, and I'm going to highlight that because we keep losing elections, okay, of elected uh-huh. officials. And so that's how the whole makeup is in general.
Okay. My understanding is also that if you get this done this year, in order to close a primary, you'd have to have this vote every 2 years. Is
every
that right?
Every 2 years, yes.
Yeah.
When they write these things now, when I look at this, for example, again, this LEAP initiative where they detabor the excess revenue, mm-hmm. I used to not understand that there was all this paperwork that was behind that ballot question. Okay, so as it is right now, an unaffiliated would receive a ballot for a Democrat and for Republicans mm-hmm. in a primary. Mm-hmm. And at that point in time, they choose if they want to vote Democrat or if they want to vote Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say they're happy over here, or let's say Democrats are happy over here generally with what that Democrat primary ballot looks like.
Mm-hmm.
What would prevent them from coming over and playing in the Republican primary if we don't close this?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And they can register as a unaffiliated and get the ballots. I think the law is Colorado Revised Statute Title I, you have to be registered by 22 days in advance, but we also have same day registration. And we also, you know, you could also say you're planning to live somewhere and get a provisional ballot like a minute before the end of elections. It's crazy, Colorado, the way it's set up. But nothing can stop them. So if I was the Democrats and I wanted to take out a rock star like Lauren Boebert, I'd have a Republican, a quote Republican, in the primary. And then I tell everybody in Pueblo, I'm telling the facts of what they are probably going to be doing or doing, to get all my Dems to register as an unaffiliated, get the ballots and knock and vote for the other Republican, quote Republican. That's how it works. And so open primary, big money, they know exactly what's going on. That's why they got involved in 2020. They're here in Colorado. They're also looking across the country. They're trying to do open primary in Florida and in multiple places. And so this is all about big money. This is what it is. And it's nothing about the principles of our country or anything else. So people
say big money,
mm-hmm.
okay, the $5.2 million that they put in there,
mm-hmm.
then the consultants – and all these people, mm-hmm. they're the ones that make money from running these issues.
Of course, yeah. I mean, this is a gravy train for them. They don't care about the candidates as long as the money comes in. They never guarantee, they never say that, you know, you don't have to pay us if we lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you get these slick mailers and say, are these conservatives in Weld County really conservative? Our candidates are the conservatives. These people, you know, lean Democrat. And yet the registered Republican voters would vote for them, and that's why we got those people knocked out, the true conservatives. So this is a dangerous thing for the state. It has not helped us at all, but September 18th is extremely important to opt out. And also we need help with the lawsuit, which costs money, and we were taking pledges on mycoloradogop.org.
Okay. Peg Cage, we're just about out of time, so what's your final thoughts you want to leave with our listeners today?
Get involved. As Helen said, the elections have consequences. And I think that when you have elections that have no integrity, they have worse consequences. And it is up to us as the public to hold our elected officials responsible, to hold our party responsible. You have representatives to your party in every single county. Contact them, talk to them, tell them to go to mycoloradogop.org, fill in the survey, let us know what you're thinking about this opt-out. And, you know, God bless you. Get on your knees and pray. We're in perilous times. I mean, back in 2016, it wasn't such a big deal that we lost this vote. It's a really big deal this time. It's a big deal because if we win this vote, it shows that people are engaged.
And Anil Mittai, what's your final thought you want to leave with listeners?
I love this country. I love our state. I love what, you know, Patriots, you know, you and Peg and others are doing. We have to leave a legacy for our children. We got to stop being cowards. Enough is enough. We're the adults. We got to grow up and stand up and fight. And if we don't do it, then just tell sorry to our children and leave them to destruction. But I won't do that. I know no one in this room will do that. We got to stand up and fight. We need the state central committee members to vote with us to opt out on September 18th and also help to sue in federal court. This is unconstitutional, and no Republican should support anything unconstitutional.
Well, I so appreciate both of you for what you're doing, and this is a strategy, but you can also see, and we talk about it all the time, the other side plays long ball. So they had taken a look at this, and they said they're going to put a high bar there, 75%, and that if, in fact, you would be successful, you'd have to come back and do that every year. And I see this theme, and again, I'm connecting the dots year by year, these big campaigns, and you know who ultimately loses? It is us.
That's right.
Every day, hardworking people, and our children.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so it is a time that we need to stand up. So again, Peg Cage, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Kim. It's always a delight to be with you, my friend.
Oh, right back at you. Neneel, thanks for being here.
Oh, you are awesome. Thanks so much. Keep fighting for us. Appreciate it.
Well, that's what we do. We're Americans,
right?
That's right. And Winston Churchill said, I no longer listen to what people say. I just watch what they do. Behavior never lies. Mm-hmm. So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
Twisting, turning further from my home. Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them.